Now, syrups, it pours slowly, and you just wait as it drips and drips and drips. BC recruiting right now feels like syrup. It's just been slow. There hasn't been a ton of news or information for anyone. But I've got some updates for you about a huge weekend going on in Chestnut Hill.
You are Locked On Boston College, your daily podcast on the Boston College Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On BC. I am your host, AJ Black. I'm the publisher of 247's Eagle Insider. Happy June, everyone. We are now into the summer. And in Massachusetts, it's about 90 degrees. It's hot, but you know what's going to get hot soon? BC football recruiting. As June is going to kick off an exciting month for Jeff Hafley and his staff. Now, let's get some context here. BC right now has one commitment, Christian Zamore, wide receiver from Everett, Massachusetts, who committed, I think, in 2022 in January. I think that if I had the date right in my head. He's the younger brother of Ish Zamore, a wide receiver on the team. At this point, having one commitment is very worrisome. I understand why folks are like, what's going on, AJ? Why is BC taking so long to get going? This is a program that has a history when it comes to recruiting of getting a good chunk of their class done early. They're not a team that goes out there and waits till national signing day to grab, you know, three or four recruits. They're usually done before the season even starts. That's usually that once kickoff starts, whether it's Jeff Hafley, Steve Adazio, this is a program that likes to have their class in place. So when you see that there's only one, you start to worry. Now, again, contextualize here, folks. Last year, you had eight or so recruit. I think it was eight when I looked it up. Commitments by this point. You just came off a 6-6 year. You were a borderline bowl team. There was still a lot of hope around this program. That was an easy thing to sell to recruits. Now you're at a point after a 3-9 year where you have to do more to get these kids to commit, because you can pitch all you want, but they're going to hear and see, oh yeah, this is a team last year that wasn't very good. This is a team that has a coach that many folks have on the hot seat. That is worrisome to college juniors. I mean, high school juniors at this point. So why I'm bringing this up is because June for Boston College starts two really important cycles for BC. And I'll get into both. One is official visit season. The second is, I'll bring up in just a moment. Let's get into official visit season. So official visits, as I said, if you haven't heard, I've talked about what official visits in previous episodes, but many of you may just be jumping in for the first time. So let's get into it. An official visit is what the school pays for to bring kids on campus. An unofficial visit, which happens a lot more often, the kid pays for their flight. They pay for their hotel room. They come on campus and they visit. Official visit is like that next step. This is showing both the staff and the kid that both parties are really interested in moving the next step. Like, if the staff isn't interested and they've offered, they're not going to get them on for, they're not going to pay to bring them on campus. Vice versa, if a kid's not interested in BC, even if the school, even if they've offered, they're not going to accept an official visit. They'll go see another school. So the names that you're seeing now are the kids that are ready to take that next leap for BC, that are ready to say, oh, I want to see more. I'm interested. I want to see if BC is the right fit for me. And that is important because some of the kids that you're bringing in are kids that could commit to BC. These are kids that are getting ready to start to make their decision. A lot of high school juniors they want to make their decision before the senior year starts, because many of these kids, they're on, you know, good football teams. You know, we see kids that are going to be coming on from, you know, St. John's Bosco, from in California, to some of the Texas schools, which are all, I mean, that's all religion in itself, to St. Francis Academy in Maryland. These are big programs, and these kids are like, I just want to get this done so that I can get ready for my senior season and not have to worry about that. So the next month is big. Now, a lot of these kids, a lot of these juniors that are getting ready for their senior year, it's all class of 2024 kids. You're not going to have younger kids taking official visits yet, but you're going to have these kids come on, but they're also taking many other official visits, and their number is no longer locked. Now, a school, they can have, I think it's like 48 official visits. A kid, the new rule is they can take as many official visits as they want. So some of these bigger kids, someone like Gerby Lambert, for instance, out of Catholic Memorial Mass, he could go and visit six schools and take official visits. That's different than it was before. Kids could only go to four before, and it made them kind of like pigeonhole where they want to go. But now it's much broader. So you're going to see that happen. The other piece you're going to see happen is you're going to see a starts of camp. There are, I think, four or five major camps going on at BC at the same time official visits are going on. And why are camps important? Well, I am going to get into that in just a moment. Now, if you know me, if you know this podcast, you know I am a fan of the work of FanDuel. NBA season is going strong, and folks, I'm still hurting over the Celtics. That last game was terrible. And I'm not crying about it. It was bad. They deserve to lose. But if you're watching the Nuggets and the Heat, right now new customers can get a no-sweat first bet of up to $2,500. That's $2,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Now talk about what we love about FanDuel. I'll tell you what I love about FanDuel is a safe and secure app. No worries. None of that sketchiness that you might get on other apps. FanDuel is safe, secure. You know that your money's safe on there, that you know, you're going to get a safe betting experience. And that's a very important thing for me. And the best part, you go in there and you make a good bet. You win. Get your money out instantly. You can get that in a, you know, you're going to get your money out and you can go have a great weekend with your winnings. Now, all you need to do is go over to FanDuel.com/LockedOn, and you're going to get a no-sweat first bet of up to $2,500. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel, the official sportsbook betting partner of the NBA. So we're talking about official visits, and we were getting into the second big piece of these weekends, which are the camps. The camps are a big tool, not just at Boston College, but across the country, to find those guys to fill out your recruiting class. These aren't the guys that are going to be the stars of your recruiting class. When you're looking at the end of the day, you're looking at, oh, who's these guys? Who's this dude? Who's this dude? I don't know who this guy is. They're going to get guys to come in, and they have specific camps. They have like a specialist camp. They have a big man camp. They have an elite camp. They have all these seven-on-seven camp. They're going to have these different opportunities for the coaching staff at Boston College to come on and watch these players, many of them that don't have huge offer lists, play, work out, do drills, do all that good stuff, and see if they want to make an offer to them. This is another opportunity for the Eagles to add some recruits to this class. This is why I said at the beginning of this episode, why the title of this episode is, this is going to be a big weekend for BC football. Because on Friday, they have the specialist camp. So you have the kickers, punters, all those good stuff, probably long snappers as well. But you have the elite camps coming up as well. And those, you know, they might find a couple guys that are like, you haven't heard of yet, that 247 doesn't even have a profile for yet, that I don't know about. And the staff evaluates and goes, wow, that guy did X, Y, and Z really well. We need to offer them. And what makes this really exciting is if it's a kid that really doesn't have a lot of interest, but BC is like, oh, we found this kid. They're going to offer him right on the spot. And there's a good chance that kid could have commit right there. So what I'm telling you is don't be surprised over the month of June if I am telling you about these official visitors, if I'm telling you about Aiden Glover or Jason Patterson or, you know, Tamarcus Gray and these Gerby Lambert, and you're waiting to hear about these guys. And then you see, I don't know if Jeff Halfway is going to use the Eagle emoji again this year, the Eagle GIF. And I'm telling you, it's someone completely different because this has happened in the past. The name that I go back to as a camp commitment of the last couple of years is Clive Wilson, who's a defensive end who could play this year. He played a bunch in the spring game. This was a guy who BC, I think it was during the COVID years. So BC wasn't hosting camps that year, but they went to other camps and they offered and he committed on the spot, I believe, or like a day later. When he committed, I had no idea who this guy was. And then he, you know, they finished the class and still he was like a complete enigma because no one knew who this dude was. But now, 2 years later, he's developed to the point where I'm guessing I would bet he's going to be on the edge for BC and will be playing this year. He will be a solid contributor for BC and he's going to play, you know, he's going to be a role player for the Eagles. There's a guy that had no buzz. Now that's what you're going to see when you're going into the recruiting weekends, when you have these camps going on. So if you trust, and some of you may not, that's your prerogative, right? You may see, you know, these guys coming in that BC is going to have commit. It's a great opportunity for the staff to see these guys up close, to get them to do it. And camps, I said it's big on a lot of programs, but for a school like BC, it's super big. This is how BC gets their diamonds in the rough. This, it's not, you know, the three stars that they're beating out Virginia Tech or Pitt or those other schools. You know, those other schools, that's not really a diamond in the rough. It's these camps where they bring in guys that have no offers and then offer them and then boom, you know, this guy's a starter. So back to official visits though. The official visits are going to be the big ones, right? I said there's about 48 official visitors that they're allowed. I expect about 30 to 35 in the month of June, and they're going to save a bunch for the fall. You know, there's 11 or 12. I don't have the number in front of me right now. Coming up this weekend, that's a lot. I just saw Purdue has 4 coming in this weekend. So BC is bringing in a solid group. And, you know, I think when you're looking at the kids that they're offering, there's 2 different groups of recruits that you're going to see coming on campus this weekend. There's a group that has a good that their June is packed. Aiden Glover, a quarterback from Collierville, Tennessee. We've talked about him on this podcast. He's coming this weekend. He has 4 official visits: Stanford, Northwestern, BC, and Tulane is his 4th one. He's going to be charting across the country all June. You got guys like that, but then you got guys like Jaja Boyd, Kamori Dixon, you know, defenders. Dixon's a linebacker, you know, kind of that hybrid. Jaja Boyd is a cornerback. These guys, they have the only ones I know about, and I haven't talked to either of them in a couple weeks, but I believe their only official visits are BC. So there's 2 ways that this could end up for BC football. You could end up, and I have my predictions up on Eagle Insider. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but you could have some guys that are going to commit right on the spot. And I expect that to happen this weekend. If I was going to make one prediction for you all, is that by Monday morning, we'll be talking about some new commitments here on BC, on Locked On BC. I think that'll happen. But you also have guys that you're going to have to wait out. As I said, Glover's got 4. He's got 4 official visits. He's going to go take his sweet time before he makes his decision. So that might take a little bit of time. Now, in a moment, I want to go over with you some of my thoughts about what's going to happen and some big names you're going to want to watch for this weekend. I'll explain why they're important and what you're going to need to know about. We'll get into that in just a moment. This is Locked On BC AJ Black. Thank you all of you who have made Locked On BC your first listen every day. And all of you that are everydayers, whether it's Mark Falzone, who I saw in the comment section, thank you so much if you're an everyday listener. I am not, so folks, I know Mark is a big one out there. I'm not talking about baseball in this episode. I gave my preview on the Tuscaloosa region on yesterday's episode. So go back. If you're on YouTube, go back to that episode. Give it a listen. I talked about baseball for a whole segment. I think I kicked off the episode with it. So check that out. This was more for recruiting because for me, my blood, like it runs with recruiting. That's what I get my bread and butter for on Eagle Insider. And as we're talking about this, Eagle Insider right now, 60% off an annual subscription. Folks, it's $42 for the entire year. And I'm going to tell you this. I have five VIP articles up for VIP members right now. I'm going to have a sixth one going up before I go to bed. I've got like a handful tomorrow. This weekend's going to be insane. Go over there and sign up right now. Become an Eagle Insider. You're paying pennies on the dollar for every month, and you're going to get top-notch Eagle. I have the big board. I talk to BC staff. I know who they're looking at, who they're really focusing on. If you want the recruiting names and details on these recruits, I'm not going to just tell you names because you may not know who they are, but I'll tell you details on them as well. Mark Falzone is telling me too. He's a subscriber. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy it. And he told me yesterday's episode was excellent. First two segments were baseball. Third segment was football. I'm telling you folks, I'm getting into baseball too. And Mark's getting me off on a tangent here because I love baseball. Baseball was my first sport I played in high school. I was terrible at it, but I played up until JV and then I got cut. But I'm really excited to see what BC does against Troy. But let's kick this off. So this weekend, who are some names you're going to want to watch for? Aiden Glover, quarterback, Colley of Texas. We talked about him. I've said all along, I think the quarterback race for 2024 is between Glover and Hasselback, who Henry Hasselback of Xavierian Brothers, Massachusetts, who just got an offer from Michigan State. But I'm telling you right now, you can go and find my crystal ball, which I put back in April for Hasselback to BC. I'm telling you right now, folks, I am not changing that. I still think that Henry Hasselback will be the quarterback for BC out of this class. There's one piece for you there. Glover is a 2A, but I'm telling you right now, I think Henry Hasselback will be the quarterback. Also, I'm going to give you one of my predictions. If you are an Eagle Insider subscriber, I gave you five. I'm going to spoil one here, but I'll give you a little taste here. I am telling you that by the end of June, I expect BC football to get, or let's say the first month of July, because a lot of the June guys will probably do all their visits, and then that next week they might make their decisions, like Abuna and Wuka, Chibuzi's younger brother. I think by the end of right around 4th of July, I think BC is going to have 10 plus commitments. That's my big commit. That's my big prediction right now. I think two a week with a couple camp guys, I think BC will have 10 to 12 commitments. You're going to see the bulk of this class done by the time mid-July starts. So why I'm telling you this, why I'm telling you Eagle Insider is a place to be, you're going to know everything in the next month. You know, leaks, news, I'll give you my predictions. I'm going to throw a couple crystal balls up. If you guys love that kind of stuff, crystal balls will be going up. I think there's going to be almost a dozen recruits in the next month. I think the lull of the 3-9 season is now hopefully in the rearview mirror. They can look at the spring game when a lot of these guys came and saw on unofficial visits where the program has moved with the new coaching staff with Steve Shimko and Azar Abdul-Rahim and Sean Duggan and Rob Chizinski. and the rebuilt offensive line. Now they can actually look and say, okay, the staff has done what they said they're going to do. Now let's take our official visit. 3-9 is in the rearview mirror. I think that's going to be exciting. And we're going to kick that off. And then on Monday, hopefully we'll have some recruiting news. I have said it already, and I'm going to continue to tease it. Mitch and I should have a really fun episode starting next Wednesday. Hopefully everything goes through, and I don't want to give it away yet, but you guys can all kind of guess what that's all about. But I think it's a big one, and it's going to be monumental here on Lockdown BC. I hope you guys all have a great weekend. It's going to cool down a lot here in Massachusetts, but the recruiting news will be hot over at Eagle Insider. So make sure you follow me there or on Twitter at AJBlack247. Thank you all so much. I hope BC baseball, I am so ready for tomorrow's game. Hopefully they start off on the right foot, put Troy into the loser's bracket. BC can continue coasting and get ready to maybe ruffle some feathers and get into that next regional matchup against Wake Forest or whoever gets bad up there. But let's see what happens. Follow me. We'll see you all again soon. Hit that subscribe button. Like this podcast if you're on YouTube. If you're not on YouTube, go over to YouTube and like this podcast. It does help out tremendously. Thank you all so much. We'll see you all again soon. Take care, everyone. Oh, and I got a note before I go. My friend Alejandro Studies here. Please say happy birthday to him, please. Happy birthday, Alejandro from Feeble. Thank you, Feeble, for sending that message. I am happy to say happy birthday. Go Eagles to Alejandro. I hope he has a great birthday. Take care, everyone.